Just before everybody run for the drink, I'm just going to present some recent research we have done with my students and also with the professor from Gdańsk. What I'm going to do is, some general treatment recommend for a single observer, and also I will also present some results for the recommend of a pair of observers. For a single observer, I'm going to derive some general results to the second order so we can see more things. Because for the high precision measurements, we all use the pulse reflex stage very close to be orthogonal to the pre-select stage. In that region, the original formalism falls down, and we need to treat high orders in terms of the interaction strength. I also give some discussion about the singular tolerance rate, and then I'll present some results for the orthogonal case when the initial state and the post-select state are exactly orthogonal. Then for the pair of observers, when we do the weak measurement, and I will give a general framework result and also some particular optical setup, and that's actually the motivation. Then we discuss the singular tolerance rate and the singular amplification effect. For the weak measurement of single observer, we know that weak measurement has been proposed in 1988, and can be used to understand the counterintuitive quantum phenomena and the result paradoxes and treat fundamental questions. And it has also been used to perform high-precision measurements. And there are many high-precision measurements and the proposals already proposed. And if your work is not listed here, please forgive me because it's there are too many. And for just a brief overview, a weak measurement of a single observer A of some particular quantum system typically includes a pre-selection and a weak interaction. And by here, G denotes the interaction strength of the interaction strength. So G should be small, and I will say how it should be small by a weak. And then a post-selection afterwards. So, and then after the post-selection, we can do some readings of the point readings. Or the pointer, we also call the measuring device. So the device, we can read the average shift of the point position or the average shift of the point momentum. And there are some particular effect which is proportional to the real part of the weak variable or the imaginary part of the weak variable. And for particular initial states such as the Gaussian, this term disappear. So we have the following form, and this could be amplified compared with when there's no post-selection in the weak measurement. Because without the post-selection in the weak measurement, what we get is the average shift of the point position is actually proportional to this amount. And when you compare with these two terms, you know that this is actually the average expectation variable of A in the initial state of the system, and which lies inside the Argand spectrum of the observer. But on the other hand, for the weak variable, because the weak variable has the form that it has in the denominator, it has a overlap between the initial state and the final state. So when the initial state and the final state are chosen to be close to orthogonal, then you will have a very large weak variable, both for the real part and the imaginary part, if possible. So then you have a large amplification effect when the initial and the final state are actually going to be orthogonal, very close to be orthogonal. And that's exactly the situation when most of the high precision experiments and proposals where we can measure typically have. And then And for particular fixed interaction strength G, and the weak viral could be, just as I said, can be made arbitrarily large when you choose the initial final state be to be close to be orthogonal. And my question is, can the singular or the point readings we just talked about be also arbitrarily large by a suitable choice of the initial and the final state? And the question is no, and I'll just answer this when it's the right time. And so now I'm going to present some general arguments. And first, when weak memory was first proposed, there's a weak weak memory condition, which says that the initial state and the final state and also the weak interaction coefficients should satisfy this condition. So the first order approximation will be good. And but this condition involves the initial state and final state as well. And now we proposed a weak interaction condition instead of weak measurement condition, which just depend on the weak the weak interaction coefficients and also the initial point state, where the delta p is the average is the standard deviation of the point momentum in the initial state. And this, in for simplicity, we also sort of absorbed the dimensionality into G from A to G. So later on, we just use a simple one. And then we also extended the original weak virus to this form for general pre-selected state, which is could be any mixed state for the system, no S, and for general post-selection, which is a projection into any subspace which of any dimension. So for this general case, we can give a natural expansion of the weak virus, and of course this will go to the original definition for weak virus for pure pre- and post-selection. And then for the convenience, we also define high-order weak virus in this form, for when the initial state and the post-selection are not exactly orthogonal for anyone. Okay, and then we present the, then we can discuss the general result when we can keep to any orders of G if we want. And I will not do, I will not go that formula here, but I just keep to the second order of G. And we find that the average shift of the point position and the average shift of the point momentum actually given by these two formulas. And compared with the first order result, we actually have a second order in the denominator. And this this term is actually very important, because when we say that even though the interaction satisfies the weak interaction condition, we have this term is small, but this term can still be very large when you make the initial and the final state more and more close to be orthogonal. And as a result, we can plug some for the Stanley-Gellner type of weak measurement, when you make the initial and the final state close and close to be orthogonal, you find that the average shift of the pointer position is actually first going up and then reach a max point and then start goes down. And when this is the point when the initial and the final state are actually exact orthogonal. So there is a maximum point from this data. There's a maximum point of there's a maximum point shift for this case. And of course, this is just keep to the second order, but then we also do the analytical derivation. We keep to any order. We just don't give any approximation. And we found that in the limit of weak interaction condition, we found that the maximum shift of the pointer position is actually the standard deviation of the pointer position in the initial state. And the maximum point momentum is actually, the maximum point shift of the momentum is actually the standard deviation of the point momentum is the initial state. So then we cannot increase the singular arbitrarily if we just by the means of taking the initial state and the final state close and close to be orthogonal. So that's the that's one of the main results I'm going to present. So this is what I just said. And then we move to the singular Toulouse rate. And the singular Toulouse rate, as in the especially the proposals for experiments, there's argument that the singular Toulouse rate can be improved when we consider the practical cases, because for practical cases there is always some technological limitations, such as the detector has a dead time and a saturation limits or such that, then in some cases that we don't take into account the post selection, the decrease of the probability in the post selection, because for then we can find that the single Toulouse rate can be sort of amplified very much. But then we show that if we take into account the probability decrease in the successful post selection, then what we have is that the singular Toulouse rate can never be effectively improved. And I'm not going into the details because but this is just to give you some picture what I just mean. So if we don't take account of the decrease in the success probability in post selection, then the singular Toulouse rate can be amplified. In our in this case, we modify like this can be amplified about 50 times or so with suitable choice of interaction strength and pre and post selection. But if we take into account the post selection, the decrease in the probability, then what we have is we can never reach one. We can never reach one. And so that's the other point I'm going to stress, which means that for when we take the weak measurement of a single observable, we find that the singular Toulouse rate can never actually be effectively amplified if we take into account the decrease of the probability for post selection. And no, for the orthogonal case, when the initial state and the post selection are actually exactly orthogonal, so in this case, we of course, the original formulas are totally false, and even the weak variables are not defined. So in this case, we can sort of define some similar orthogonal weak variables, which are defined like this. Remember, in the original weak variable definition, we don't have A in the denominator, and this is also just to the first order. So in this case, we can define the orthogonal weak variable. And surprisingly, if we define this orthogonal weak variable like this, then we can also get a similar result as before, which is that the average shift of the point position and the momentum are given by this form. But also another form is when we do this for the orthogonal case, and we find that the standard deviation of the point position and the momentum are actually enlarged by a square root of 3, which is not in the not for the orthogonal case. And this is give you some feature. This is the black one is the regular wave function of the point state in the Q space, which is we choose as a Gaussian. So, and the red one, the dashed red one, is the wave function, the probability distribution for the wave function after the post selection in the orthogonal cases. And the blue, this is the green, the green one with double peaks are actually for the orthogonal cases. So you see the standard deviation are sort of enlarged because it has two double peaks, and also, okay. So this is main result for the case when we discuss the weak measurement of a single observable. And also, I'm going to now move to the discussion of weak measurement of pair of observables. And the motivation is the following, because the parameter down conversion seems to be a good candidate when we do the weak measurement. And since the coupling can be, coupling is weak, and on the other hand, it can be controlled by the strength of the pop beam. And however, for this particular Hamiltonian, it has this form, and for the two beams, it has this form, and which is not in the standard form we just talked about. So, no. But the good thing is, if we defy two other pairs of observables for both the system beam and the device beam, and we found that the Hamiltonian can be written in this form. And this is just each of these terms we have already discussed before. So, but the other good thing is that this can be, all these observables can be redefined up to a phase, and we can change this phase arbitrarily. And so we can sort of give lots of pairs of observables to be measured. And then we discuss. We also give the general result for this case. And we found for the initial, I'll just move all this away. And then we give, we have some discussion, give a direct experimental proposal, which is like this. This is the sister beam, and this is the device beam, and this is a nonlinear crystal. And so when this coherence comes in here, and it can encode a beam splitter, which is slightly unbalanced by epsilon, such that when afterwards the two states come outwards, is given by this form, is slightly unbalanced by epsilon. So, and then the post-selection is actually when we observed a photon in the dark point. In the dark point, when we observe a photon in the dark point, then this is the post-selection. And by this, and of course, the for these two beams, we do the homodyne detection. And by this method, we can calculate the weak values for this case. And we also do calculate the singular amplification and the singular to-noise rate. And we found that, okay. So the singular is amplified by factor of this. So when we make the alpha and epsilon to be small, then the factor can be very large. And the singular to-noise rate can be amplified by approximately 1 of alpha squared. So when we make alpha to be small, then the singular to-noise rate can also be amplified. So, but this, in this term, we don't consider any, we actually take into account of the post-selection probability. So this is very different from the single Hamiltonian case. And the proposal, experimental proposal here is feasible as the parameter down conversions were developed, and also this gives a direct measurement of pair of complementary observables. And this also suggests that the singular to-noise rate can be actually amplified even we take into account the decrease in the post-selection, the probability decrease in the post-selection. So this is my main result. And general formalism, please refer to this reference. And for the a pair of observables, please refer to this one. And we actually also have a comprehensive discussion about the signal to loss rate, which I think will come out today. Okay. Thank you for your attention. Thanks.